Welcome to the Meta Mind Shift Show, where we embark on a journey into the metaverse with your guide, Nicole Maxwell, also known as the Metaverse Goddess, Technicole. The metaverse represents a new era of digital transformation, where we can augment our creativity and experience a whole new level of immutability. Join us as we explore and delve deeper into this exciting new digital realm. From process automation for your digital transformation, to the latest advancements in AI and RPA, blockchain and Web3, as well as innovative ways to experience AR, VR, XR, and more. We will discuss the latest trends and insights on how to navigate the metaverse, catch up with the news, and unpack issues that nobody else is talking about. It's time for your Meta Mind Shift. Let's discover the metaverse together. Visit our website at metamindshift.com to learn more. Don't forget to like and subscribe and then share with a friend.
Hello, everybody. Hello, one and all. Welcome to the Meta Mind Shift Show, y'all. My name is Nicole Maxwell, and I am happy to be your hostess with the mostest today. I am happy to have everybody here watching and hoping that you are enjoying this time, this June that we are in, this 30 days of metaverse that we have been discovering. It is June 7th, and we are on the seventh day of the 30 days of metaverse. But more on that in a second. I need to start out today's show with a couple of housekeeping tips. One, this show is subject to self-destruct at any moment in time. I am not feeling well again. And so you can probably hear it in my voice. I am sick, but I'm also babysitting. And so if my nephew wakes up or he starts hollering, I will have to run. We're going to throw on a commercial and hopefully I can work the situation out between that time frame. But I just want to give you a heads up and warning. But stick around anyway, because it's sure to be at least a couple of bloopers in there just because of that. So if we go to commercial really quick, that's what happened. I'm keeping my finger on the button. Also, like I said, I'm not feeling well, so I am trying to conserve and reserve my voice because my voice needs to be resting, but this is the show that I care about. So I want to make sure that I'm here to at least show my face once a week. I'm still here, y'all. Life is trying to take me out, but I'm still here. Welcome to the Meta Mind Shift Show. So if this is your first time being here, thank you for dropping by. Say hello in the chat, in the comments, wherever you are. Don't forget to like and subscribe, because that is the only thing that I ask you guys to do. I throw out a whole bunch of information every single week that keeps everybody on tap and, you know, kind of in the loop to what's happening in Web3 and the metaverse and stuff like people don't typically talk about, we talk about here. So if you want to support me and support what I'm doing, please like and subscribe the video, share it with your friends. Subscribe to me on Spotify too if you're watching over on YouTube. If you're watching on Spotify later and you're watching the replays, first of all, thank you. Second of all, go over to YouTube and watch it there too. If you're watching anywhere else, if you're on Roku or Pod TV or Amazon Prime, hey, y'all, check me out and go and subscribe there. Also, and come to YouTube and subscribe there, because I need the hits there so we can get this channel amped up to where it should be and should have been a couple years ago. So anyway, welcome to the show. My name is Nicole Maxwell. I am your digital transformation and metaverse implementation consultant. And I added some stuff onto that title because I'm not just about the metaverse, y'all. Although, yes, I am the metaverse goddess. Don't get it twisted. they call me technical for a reason. And that is because before the metaverse, I was engaged and involved in all things technology. So when you're talking about automation, which is what we're talking about a lot these days, that's the field I used to play in quite a bit also. I know I say that about a lot of things, but RPA and automation or business process automation was one of the ways that I tapped in terms of being an end-to-end implementation consultant. So when you're thinking about all this technology that's out there and all this stuff that's swirling around, I am celebrating today the second annual 30 Days of Metaverse challenge. And it's a challenge because not only is it a challenge to me, but it's a challenge to y'all. So I am challenging the entire Web3 community, the entire Metaverse community, to participate in the 30 Days of Metaverse challenge for the remaining time, right? Like, we are on day 7, and so that means we've got 23 days left to go. Jermaine, Gregory out there, Curious X, I see you. And I see you tapping in every day. You're doing a magnificent job of staying on track and on target and supporting the movement. And I thank you. And that's all the way over in the UK. So we've already got the global experience going, which is really cool. I think that, you know, we can do much better and we can have much more people involved and engaged in this. And I want to say something about this movement. So first of all, I started it because I wanted to train myself to think about the metaverse every day. Like, don't forget, right? And so the best way to treat or teach yourself something is to do it, you know, in repetition for 30 days. So do it every day for 30 days and it becomes a habit, right? Like, we've seen those books out there, the self-help guides and things like that. 30 Days of Metaverse started last year because I said, you know what? I want to get sticky with this, a little bit more sticky than I am. I want to see, like, how I want to mint my ideas on the blockchain, like what I think about the metaverse, because I think about the space all the time. I don't need help, like, remembering to think about it. I needed help to remember to mint it on the blockchain, because there's a lot of ideas that I have and suddenly I see somebody else with it. And, you know, not for nothing, but they get so good at, you know, taking what's yours that they turn it into something that's theirs. And it's like, you know, sometimes some things are shared, but oftentimes you have ideas and those ideas are your own. And I think that it's really cool that with the blockchain, I can say, you know what, I'm Nicole Maxwell. And on this day in time, in this day in history, I came up with this idea, this concept, and I minted it on the blockchain. Or I'm the one who said that years ago. And I just think it's going to be really cool. Even if nothing ever comes of any of that, I think it's really cool to just be able to look back and say, you know what, this is where we were last year. And that's exactly what I've been able to do with 30 Days of Metaverse. So what it is a challenge to, and last year it was to think about the metaverse for 30 days and what your thoughts were and mint them on the blockchain. And it was your blockchain of choice. So it was blockchain agnostic. You could pick whichever blockchain you wanted to. At the time, we had blockchains. We were picking between Ethereum and Polygon and Tezos and Solana. And that's all you heard about. There's some Cardano, but that was in other parts of the world. Like, we didn't really mess with Cardano too much. And, you know, all this other stuff like was out there, but, you know, it was like in its infancy, it was untrusted. Like, people weren't doing anything because everybody was like, no, you don't want to go somewhere where you haven't been. Like, you don't know what's out there. And so it's really cool to see how we as a space have evolved. And this evolution has taken place in so many different spaces. First of all, let me show real quick, just a flyer for 30 Days of Metaverse. I'm so stuffed up. My poor nose, my poor allergies, my poor everything. It's so awful. Y'all, just deal with me for a second. Okay. So this is the 30 Days of Metaverse Challenge. First of all, shouts out to my artwork because she is beautiful. Hello, my brain is a genius. And that is what I call her. That is what this specific piece is called. But she comes in various flavors. One is the original artwork. The other is the animated piece that I did. She is one of my animated avatars that I do professionally. for my business. And so she is the face of 30 Days of Metaverse this year because she's exactly everything that has changed over the last year. So just check that out. The hashtag is 30 Days of Metaverse, June 1st through June 30th. It is June 7th, 2023. And so we are on day 7. And I'm going to take you guys through the rest of the collection so you can see it. But thinking about how she resembles or reflects kind of my vision for this. Last year at this time, so first of all, let me just be clear. I have produced art with AI for the last couple of years, art specifically, not talking professional technology or anything like that, just art, right? Because I'm not an artist, but I became an artist because I was able to use AI to help me create art. I would speak into my computer. That's what I would say. I speak words into my computer. I think thoughts and the computer translates those thoughts for me into a visual expression. That is what the whole world has caught on to now and kind of has left by the wayside now. It's like, oh, I know how to do that now. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. Well, I've been doing it for a couple years. And so 30 Days of Metaverse, I'm going to say all of the, because I'm not an artist, so all of the artwork from last year's 30 Days of Metaverse was GAN art. So generative adversarial networks or computers that talk and think, you know, to each other about different and are trained with different flavors of art. So that's how I created artwork, or AI, if you want to be specific. And so the artificial intelligence world has gone haywire since then. And so we used to have these images that they were cool. And, you know, they're very abstract is what we'll say about the artwork last year. But now, like, you can see just how well they've progressed. And so I'm actually going to show you that. So I'm going to take a look at my collections over on OpenSea, just so you guys can see exactly what I'm talking about. So first of all, what you're looking at, all of these are my collections. I have over 400 NFTs out on various platforms, but mostly I think OpenSea has like 230 or something like that. And so these are my different collections. So I haven't sold a whole lot because I'm not an artist who, first of all, posts my stuff up for sale because I'm sentimental that way. But also they don't sell. So there's that. I don't market too well either. but they're out there and a lot of them are for sale. I put a lot of them up for sale back in March when we were doing the She Shamrocks collection. But this is the collection from last year. So I'm going to open this up and show you. So this is the 30 Days of Metaverse last year. And each one of these actually signifies something. So like day one was, oh, you can't see the name. Ugh. That is such awful coding. I need them to get it together. Let me go look at the actual collection. Hang on. So number one was definition of color. If you go into the 30 Days of Metaverse collection, you should be able to see it there. No, what is this? There, definition of color. And then I guess I can't sort it by name. They're in order by, they're in order by the day. So the first one is the, and am I sharing my screen? I am not. So the first one is the Twitter link the NFT of the Twitter. And I actually didn't do this year. I meant to, but I didn't do it this year. I might still, but I didn't do it. There is a tweet, but I didn't capture it this year. The first day was definition of color. The second day was redesigning reality because that's what we were doing. The third was PvP in the metaverse. I think I talked about this last week. But you can see like my artwork, it's cool. Like that's some crazy looking stuff. And like when you look at the descriptions, like this one was Big Brother of the Past. This is day 7 last year. I'm going to do Big Brother of the Past tonight when I go to mint my new one, just so that there's correlation. So I'll probably do that on like the 7th, the 14th, the 21st, and then the 30th. So that, you know, just because again, I'm sentimental. Or the 28th. But like you can see the artwork. Like this one's a Statue of Liberty. You can kind of see that. But, you know, it kind of takes that description to get you all the way home. but this is where we were. And so it's really cool to like look at that. And then go to this year's collection, which I am in the process of creating. Like every day I create an NFT regarding a metaverse experience or a thought about the metaverse. So depending on my schedule and what I'm doing, I either go into a metaverse or I will be just thinking about the metaverse in some kind of way. And so this year, this is the artwork. And so that's clearly better. I'm super proud of all the different avatars here. So first of all, day one, we've got our avatars that speak.
Welcome to the second annual 30 Days of Metaverse Global Challenge. It's time for you to tap in. Find out more at 30daysofmetaverse.xyz. First 100 participants entitled to a poet, a proof of experience, non-fungible token on Polygon. Calling world builders, creators, artists, musicians, fashionistas, b-boys, hype junkies, dot ethers and Tizonians, polygizmos and bitcoiners worldwide. It's time. Go and get your metaverse on. Welcome to the second annual 30 Days of Metaverse Global
Challenge. You know, we have... Let's go back to the collection. Day two was Ode to the Metaverse. So this one actually is, let's look at this. So this is not only the artwork. So if you collect this one, you get the actual NFT here, but then you also get the lyrics. So I wrote a song and that song is called Ode to the Metaverse. I have a couple of these, but this one is one I wanted to sell for the 30 Days of Metaverse. And so it's Ode to the Metaverse. The outro, because I didn't post the full lyrics, so because otherwise it'd be kind of pointless for somebody to buy it, right? The outro is Welcome to the Metaverse, the new digital dawn, into a world where old norms are gone, decentralized, and blockchain we trust, and the metaverse stepping up is a must. And so, like, that whole song is a vibe. Like, I just need somebody to throw some beats and, like, some melodies on there. But that whole song is a vibe. And this actually says it's a 1080 by 1080. I'm pretty sure that it's the 3000 by it's the length to 3000 by 248, but I'm not 100% sure. So I'll have to check it, and I don't have it with me right now. So so that was day two. Day three, I wrote a book with my niece. We sat down and we wrote a book, and it's called Magic in the Metaverse. It is illustrated. The illustration is all AI artwork. And so she told me what she wanted, and we came up with a kind of a storyline. She approved it. And then she said, you know, I don't like this. Let's change this. There's gravity involved. There are special rocks and magics and all that kind of stuff. Like that's all her. So we had a good time creating this, and she is 8 years old. A lot of you guys know that I started out talking about the metaverse. And so we'd have these large rooms, and I would always bring up my 6-year-old niece, because at the time she was 6. Well, she's 8 now. And I did teach her how to use Roblox when she was 3. She's been on there since she was 3. She's still on there daily, every night, religiously, hanging out with her friends and building cool stuff in Roblox. But, you know, I wanted to give her a different spin on the metaverse. So she was 3 years old when I introduced her to the metaverse, technically, through Roblox. And then when she was 6, I taught her how to jump into VR with me. And I monitor her a lot. So she doesn't get her own headset. She's not in that headset for more than like 15 minutes at a time. but and I'm watching everything she does. So there's a way that you can do it with the younger kids. I do not, just to be clear, I do not recommend that the younger kids be in those headsets at all. Unless you're going to do the kind of obsessive thing that I did, which was make sure that I was completely absorbed in everything she was doing at all times. I still don't, like, now that she's 8, I still would not give her her own headset and just tell her to go. Like, that's just not something that's going to happen. All right. So that's day 3. Day 4. Movie night in the metaverse. So a lot of you guys know that at Blackverse, we have movie night in the metaverse. We spent all last year in the metaverse and everybody wants me to come back, or in the movies in the metaverse and everybody wants me to come back. I am working through health issues. So as soon as I get those resolved, I will happily add some stuff back onto my calendar. But for now, I'm keeping everything low tone and just doing what I can. Between now and then. All right. Number 5. So this week is actually one of our topics for this week, and that is Apple dropped its headset and the world went nuts because they wanted to. Like, they've been waiting to go nuts for this. I think that people would have went nuts for this Apple headset even if it was, you know, terrible. They would have went nuts for it. And quite frankly, we'll talk about that in a minute, but this is dedicated to all y'all who are happily centralized because Apple is definitely a self-centered ecosystem, and anybody who is participating in the Apple ecosystem knows that. And if you're being real about things, there is no way that we can have a decentralized metaverse while Apple is at the core of that Apple, because Apple is the center of centralization, and they literally are the epitome of what we are trying to change with decentralization. It cracks me up every single time I hear people talking about Apple entering the metaverse. Like, how do those two things even go hand in hand? And that is quite frankly why they are not calling it a metaverse, that and competition. So moving on and getting off that soapbox, because y'all, I'm gonna talk about Apple in a minute. Day six came out and it was popping. Day six, I actually dropped day 6 on day 7. So this morning I dropped day 6 because I was feeling ill last night. I was terrible last night and I could not do it. I was sitting there and the point of last night, so you can see the title of it is Mobile Metaverse Access for the World. And so I wanted it to be Mobile Metaverse and I wanted to mint an NFT on my phone. And I kept falling asleep because the medicine that I was on, it just kept knocking me out and I couldn't get it done. And I'm like, okay. And then I would like have to unlock my MetaMask and like all this other stuff. Like, it was just driving me nuts. So I did not do this last night, but in the rules for the challenge, it allows for 12 hours. So you have a 12-hour leeway to get it done. So yes, it's every 24 hours, every day of the year, or every day of the month. Oh God, not the year, every day of the month. But you do have 12-hour slip. So if you have to, you know, make that happen, make it happen, just be real about it. And I was. So if you look at the descriptions on all of these, I actually do give very detailed descriptions on my stuff. I'm not like that person who just puts pictures up there. No, I want them to mean something. They capture my spirit in this moment. And so I put a note to myself, which is whoever acquires this will get this note too. And that is, this was created on day 6 and minted on day 7 due to scheduling. So it's there. But this was hot, you know, like I think that this was a really hot image. And I'm so proud of the way that this came out, and it's not going to show it. Oh my God, come on, OpenSea. This image is beautiful. And so, yeah, I'm gonna bring that up as much as possible. It looks like I did this in 3D and I didn't, but it looks like I did. And that's a testament to how far we've come with some of this this technology that's out there. So what this was Mobile Metaverse Access for the World. And I'm just going to read the description because I thought this was really cool. So day six was mobile metaverse access for the world. The metaverse is for everyone, and that means we all have to be able to access it. The smartphone or future versions of it are a great way to enhance accessibility, meaning like everybody's not going to get headsets, especially not at the prices Apple's trying to charge for it. Even Quest headsets are out of reach for some folks at $500, $400. So everybody's got to get here. So how do we make that happen? And the way that we do that is through cell phones. And so in today's tweet, I actually sent out several spaces where you can go and actually experience a metaverse of sorts on your phone. So whether that's AR, whatever flavor you want, I try to add everything in there. So there's virtual real estate metaverses, there are AR metaverses, there are VR metaverses, and then something you can do in your browser or on your phone too. So Spatial is the go-to. Spatial has done an outstanding job of being inclusive to technology. And so I think that it's really important that we just give Spatial its hats off. And I had some stuff planned later in the session to do, or later this month to do Spatial stuff. But William Jackson over there beat me to it. And so he came out on day one with Spatial. And that is A-okay. He's participating in the 30 Days of Metaverse, and they are located in Spatial. They are also out in Infiniverse and probably, I think, in Engage, too. I'm not a huge Engage fan, but I am or used to be over in Infiniverse until decentralization took priority. So there's a lot of different places where you can be. It just depends on, you know, what you want to do. But again, the point of all this was to say that the mobile piece of it, your cell phone, is a way that people are going to be able to access the metaverse. And that's really cool. So if you guys want to check out the 30 Days of Metaverse, it is out here on OpenSea. That is OpenSea.io. I want to give everybody a quick warning. If you come out here to OpenSea.app, I don't know what this is. Oh, good, they took it down. It was up earlier this week, and it was a spoof site. So hopefully no one else gets, you know, to the point where they're about to connect their wallet and they'd sit there and look at the site like, wait a minute. But that's a note to everybody that be careful when you're out here surfing these streets, because everything is not safe all the time. So we're going to go to a quick break. I'm going to grab some water, and then we will come back and we're going to go hit up the news. Thank you for watching, and thank you for participating in today's Meta Mindshift show.
Technology is changing at the fastest pace seen in years. Are you keeping up? New technologies are emerging as a result of the digital transformation all the time. Small businesses need to be prepared to adapt. Stay sharp. Let Technicol Consulting help you ensure your business is ready as we head towards a metaverse.
Thank you for being here. All right, you guys, we have a lot of news to cover today. We got about 30 minutes to go, and we're going to just discuss kind of what's going on in the news. First up, yeah, because I want to give myself time. So first up, we are going to talk about some of the most magnificent news of the week. And that is this. So a lot of y'all know or saw the show last week, so you know that I published a book last week. Or actually, it wasn't last week. I published a book a couple weeks ago, but I am officially on Amazon, so you can find the ebook on Amazon. It will be available on tomorrow, the 8th. And so it's on pre-sale right now. You can order it right now, tomorrow. It is going to be widely available. So you can either snag it now or wait till tomorrow. Either way, I'm excited for you to do that. You can either buy it direct from me or you can buy it from Amazon directly. And you can grab that at, where did I put it? Oh, Hooters. I did it at, my author page. So you can find it at technical.com. So HTTPS, technical.com, and then author. And that is going to take you to my Amazon author page, and my book is going to be there. I am sending you there because there will be more books. And so I want you guys to have that link. That is an approved redirect. So what happens is you type in that link and it takes you to my Amazon author page, which looks like this. So if you're here and you're looking at the book, which by the way, the book is called Unleashing the Power of AI for Proposals, Revolutionizing Your Workflow with Artificial Intelligence. And if you buy it here on Amazon, it is $9.99. If you buy it direct from me, it is $9.99. If you buy it on Google, it is $12.99. So it is not yet available on Google. I'm still waiting for them. So that's why we're talking about Amazon today. But if you go ahead and click on my name, if you're here on the, like you search for me, you'll find me and you'll find actually the book. And then you'll also see the Meta Mind Shift Show because we're out there. I told you we're on Amazon Prime. But if you look here, you're going to see my name and you'll see my page and it looks just like me. And you'll see the book here and my author bio here. You can read that if you'd like to get a little bit more acquainted with me as an author. one of the things you can do, like I said, is come out here and just search for Nicole Maxwell. And you should see, that's a Kindle store. If you're just in all, so like you're in all and you search for Nicole Maxwell, you'll see the Meta Mind Shift Show. And it comes up as a podcast. Right now it is underneath the umbrella of Meta Mind Shift Show, which I got to get that changed. But that's where we are. So we're out here. We out here in these streets of Amazon. And so thank you to Amazon's team for being timely and getting stuff done. And not being too difficult to do. So definitely appreciate that. So anyway, hey, Dr. Tammy's in the house. Yay, Dr. Tammy said woohoo. Hey, Dr. Tammy, thank you. So I'm out there in these Amazon streets, definitely appreciating it, definitely appreciating Dr. Tammy. So let's talk about the book. So the book is a definite different flavor from what I normally do. Y'all hear me do anyway. When I am, you know, on professional mode though, it's totally different. So professional mode is kind of the lanes that I swim in. And when we're talking about small businesses, small business owners, a lot of times they need funding. And while I am not a grant specialist and I am not a proposal specialist, I automate the heck out of a proposal workflow. So if you need to have your proposal workflow revised, if you want to add some efficiency and to reduce some time span between your team members, then check out, you know, the book. Tap into my course. Hold on, wait a minute. Tap into the course. I can't forget about that. So first of all, we're going to grab the ebook. So everybody go out and grab the ebook. It's $9.99 on Amazon. And then I want you to tap into the course because we have the proposal workshop. If you were here at the beginning, you saw that too. We have the proposal workshop, which is called Ready, Set, Go. add a little ChatGPT to the proposal workflow. And not only do I go over ChatGPT, but I also give you tools such as Bard and Stable Diffusion for graphics and things like that during the course. So had a really lively couple of sessions over Memorial Day weekend. And so I added another day. There is another day that has been added on, and that day is now, what day is that? That is the 15th of June. And so you're going to be able to tap in on the 15th of June and come to the virtual session with me. All of my sessions are virtual. I don't do that live stuff too much. I do, but I prefer virtual. And so we're going to do Ready, Set, Go, add ChatGPT to the proposal workflow. And you're going to be able to register for the June 15th session if you go to technical.com/proposal. And so that will take you out to the Eventbrite. Again, that is a redirect. I authorize that redirect. That's how I get people to where they're going, because that is a much shorter link for you to type in than to have to type in over on Eventbrite and do all their numbers and zeros and extra boo-hahs that they give you. So definitely tap in for that. If you aren't available June 15th, register anyway, and I will get you a copy of the video so that you can listen to the other teams. And as the former director of professional service for a proposal development and software and collaboration tool, I will tell you that I know a whole lot about a lot of these large organizations and how they structure their proposal teams, how they structure their proposal process, and what goes wrong and when. And that's the value that I bring to the session. So register for that if you're looking to stop being a solopreneur and add like 15 people onto your workforce to help you fix this proposal process. It can be daunting. So especially if you're using Shipley's, we cover Shipley's a little bit too. So the book covers all of that as well. They complement each other. So if you attend the workshop, you get the book for free, and I'll be distributing that to everybody that attends or registers. So if you're registering, this is not a free event. If you register for the event, you will get the copy of the book on the day of the event. So having said that, we're going to go into the news. So let's go to the news. My voice is holding in here, it seems. So we're going to talk about the news now. And so, you know, when we're thinking about the news, there is a lot going on. I wanted to share this little article here that 80% of metaverse users use crypto. Well, duh. At least once or twice, especially when it depends on now that other 20%, I bet you those are all meta users that have never stepped foot in a real metaverse, so they don't have to use crypto. But we are talking about the metaverse. And so, of course, when you're talking about the real and true metaverse that is decentralized, it is utilizing things like cryptocurrency. It is utilizing things like a Web3 wallet. So, you know, you're going to have lots of different things that are going to appear from the decentralized world, and crypto is one of them. So I was really happy to see this. That number is way up because, you know, just last year we were looking at 12.1%, but that also means that we're heading towards a slope of decentralization, right? So people are kind of becoming aware, and a lot of people just use crypto. Like, they don't know that there's all this other stuff out here that they could be doing with it. They heard about Bitcoin on a commercial for the Super Bowl and were like, yeah, I'm in. And so we got education to do. People like Dr. Tammy, people like me, people like, you know, the folks out here who are putting in the work to make sure that people are aware of what's happening in this space and using their power, their vocal cords, to do so. A lot of folks are straddling 2.5-ish. They're like, yeah, I'm not really too sure about that. These regulations from the SEC and whatnot, they're not helping anything. But, you know, these hacks and hoaxes and rug pulls, as we like to call them in our side of the world, they're not helping anything either. So we want to make sure that as a community, we firm things up and we put our best foot forward and we get back to understanding that Web3 is not about NFTs. Web3 is about decentralization. And so I don't hear that word nearly enough. And distribution and decentralization are not the same thing. And that's the next article coming out for me. And there's probably going to be a whole book on it too, because I did a whole year on becoming completely decentralized. And so that was an interesting endeavor. Anyway, we're going to move on to some outstanding, amazing, wonderful, beautiful news. And beauty is its name. The metaverse is getting a makeover because it is time for the extremely important thing that I wanted to share with everybody today, which is Metaverse Beauty Week is coming. And Metaverse Beauty Week is going to be June 12th through the 17th. You are going to be able to participate in Metaverse Beauty Week at Decentraland, in Spatial, and in Roblox. And so those are the main spaces for it. But we've got a whole bunch of other spaces that we know there are beautiful people that look like me, look like you. And sometimes we're not in those specific spaces. We're in places like VR Chat or maybe Spatial. We're definitely in Roblox, and we are going to be elsewhere. So on Cyber. So maybe there are other places that are celebrating this, and I'm going to try to get you a full list because this one is a little short. But these are the official sites for for the Metaverse Beauty Week. And so a couple of months ago, we had Metaverse Fashion Week. This is Metaverse Beauty Week that celebrates just being beautiful because, yeah, beauty is its name. So look at this. And that's actually the front page for the Metaverse Beauty Week or Beauty World, right? So metaverseBeautyWeek.com will take you to Metaverse Beauty World. And it's their tagline this year is reality gets a makeover. And so she's not your typical supermodel. No, no. She's showing those cheeks, but she's a thickums. And so she is proud and I love it. And so, you know, for those of us that got some curvature in our lips and in our hips, it is really cool to have something that celebrates beauty in a different way than what we have typically seen, even if it is an avatar form. And I love that. So next up, we've got, what are we doing? Okay, so I've been dreading talking about this, but I know that I have to because it's a thing and it happened. So I'm just going to put this out here. $3,500 is not the way that we welcome people to the metaverse, right? So $3,500 is your welcome ticket to the Apple centralization sphere, the sphere of centralization for Apple. That is where you're going when you cough up $3,500 for a VR headset that takes you into a centralized space and location. And if you like that, cool, I've made an NFT for you. You've got it over on the 30 days of metaverse. You can have that. But you know, Apple, oops, I didn't change this over. Sorry. So Apple came out with that thing. What are they calling it? The, Alien versus Predator, the, Apple Vision Pro, $3,500. Now they got one thing right. And that is that those eyeglasses, the headset, the headgear is sexy. It's a sexy device. It's something I would expect from Apple. It looks like their prototype that they released 2 years ago when they said they were going to roll it out. But $3,500 for a headset. Now I saw people who were excited to cough up $3,500 for Apple's headset. And they could not wait. And they said, finally, I can take part in the metaverse. What the hell were you waiting on? I'm sorry, but I just think that's funny. So you had to wait for a $3,500 headset in order to be able to finally take part in the metaverse. I'm going to refer everybody back to yesterday's day six, which is the mobile metaverse of the future. our metaverse is coming to us, and our metaverse is going to be accessible to everyone. And quite frankly, there is no reason that if you wanted to get into the metaverse, that you could not at this point. There are websites that you can go on to. There are apps that you can download on your phone. There are there's functionality inside of your phone that lets you do certain things. There's even a blockchain, and this is not in the metaverse, but this is a blockchain. Solana has a blockchain device. And so that device is actually one that you can use to, it's all 3D and in holograms. So we're going to go to a really quick commercial, and we're going to come back. We'll be right back after this.
Unlock the power of AI-driven avatars with AIvatar Tech by Technicol. Elevate your brand and captivate your audience with custom animated videos.
All right, and we're back. Okay, so that is what's going on. So Apple's charging $3,500 for their entry into the metaverse, into virtual metaverses. And I believe it is AR and VR, which is cool, but not that cool. All right. Next up, there's a really cool article over on CoinDesk about how the metaverse may revolutionize the creator economy. This is just kind of a look back at consensus and Web3 and all the things that they had to bring to us. I love this article, and sort of I don't. So Meta's employees are reporting that they are working on the metaverse, but don't like their VR headsets. And I find this ironic that this story came out at the same time as the Apple story hit the scene. And so that was funny. But Meta employees are working on the metaverse, but they don't like using the headset. I have a question about this, because if you're an employee and you're working on building something and you don't like it, then why are you not looping in your user experience team? Why are you not looping in the people who really need to be there to help it get better? Like, I think that that's ridiculous. And if they are and they're not being heard, that's also ridiculous. So that article is over on PC Magazine, PCMag.com. We've already talked about the 30 days of metaverse. Yeah. So want to make sure that you guys are aware of, you know, kind of all the people and players that I'm supporting right now. So Dr. Tammy Francis is one of them. Absolutely appreciate her for everything that she does in the space. She's out there hustling. And so if you are available, please tap into something she's doing, because she's an educator in the space and she's absolutely helping people to tap into the space and tap into the education aspects of the metaverse and just the global strategy and all that as well. So really cool things happening around us today. I want to make sure that I plug myself one more time, because I am typically bad about doing that. So I am going to just do this one more time, and then we're going to roll out. So you guys, don't forget to register for the proposal workshop. Add ChatGPT to the proposal workflow. You're going to be able to register for that at technicol.com/proposal. You can also purchase the ebook, Unleashing the Power of AI for Proposals, and you can purchase that on Amazon. It's over on Amazon, or you can purchase it at the link that's scrolling at the bottom, which is technicol.com/proposal. This is for all small business owners. This is for solopreneurs. This is for members of proposal teams. So all y'all out there that are interested in helping to get funding, then definitely do that as well. Dr. Tammy is telling me to do my thing, because I don't do my thing enough. 30 Days of Metaverse is in progress, y'all, and it is still going on. And we need more of y'all to participate. So 30 Days of Metaverse is out here. It is a time where you can take a moment and understand and think about the metaverse on a daily basis. for the next 23 days. We are on day 7. And then I am asking everybody to mint an NFT daily. If you do not have an NFT or you're kind of new to the space, a really cool way to represent your experience is to create a proof of experience token. You can do that. I've posted the link at the bottom. It is po.xyz.com, proof of experience. And that allows you to add in a picture or a moment that, you know, you've captured inside of whatever space you're in, a virtual space. I'm posting that. Thank you, Dr. Tammy. She is in awe of my capacity to build and support the community. Thank you. I appreciate you too. So you can go to Poe, that is Poet, and you will get an NFT because they are on the Polygon network. They used to be on Palm, but they made the jump over to Polygon, which means that anytime you mint something over there, you're getting an NFT for it. And so it's a great way to just begin that process for yourself. And if I can find mine really quickly, I will show you that as well. Anyone who participates is enabled to grab the NFT. And I believe that I have one of mine. I have one somewhere. Let me collect it. I think it's in my hidden folder. So this is the NFT that I created to represent this specific adventure. Let me make sure I'm sharing that. Yep. So anyone who is, let me backtrack. Anyone who is, who has tapped into the 30 Days of Metaverse. What is happening here? I'm showing something I don't think I'm showing. There we go. Let me take that out. All right, there. There we go. So anybody who has tapped in to try the challenge in any capacity, the first day that you do it, you are able to go and get your own NFT. It is a Poet. You're able to claim it. And if you tag me on Twitter, I will absolutely send you the link so that you can download it. So William Jackson tapped in the other day. Jermaine Gregory has been tapping in every day. And a lot of people are tapping in on other social networks as well. So if you do that, I will send you the link so you can get your own Poet. You get this and you'll be able to have it forever in your NFT little wallet. So, all right, y'all, we are heading out of here. And so again, I want to thank everybody for watching. Hope I get better next week because I'm tired of being sick. And then I want to say thank you to everybody who watched. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share. Ask me any questions about any stuff that I've got going on Twitter or DMs on LinkedIn or something like that. Or email me at info@technical.com, and I will definitely get you links to everything that I have going on. So thank you, and you guys have a great rest of your day, and have a good week. And don't forget to follow 30 Days of Metaverse on Twitter. Look for the hashtag 30 Days of Metaverse. This is Nicole, and I'm out. I'm out. What is going on here? I'm out. Hold on. We're going to shut this down like we always do. All right. Do, 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 do.